Employers across Massachusetts say they have a lot of jobs to fill, but not enough applicants. Most businesses require people to apply online, including those paying minimum wages. And as Nancy Cohen reports, employers may be missing out on people who don't have the digital know-how to apply.
29 employers perch, ready, sitting behind tables at a job fair at Greenfield Community College. One has 5 positions to fill, another 50. With a labor shortage, people applying for jobs should be in the driver's seat, but that hasn't been the case for Jesse Morrison.
It's a challenge. That's all I can say, doing the stuff online. Doesn't always go smooth.
Morrison, from Vernon, Vermont, spent more than half of his 51 years driving a propane truck. He wants to work. He has a computer and internet, but got stuck at first uploading a job application.
One said it had to be in a PDF form, you know, when you tried to upload it, and it just, you know, and you're like, what is that? You know, what kind of paper is that? But it kept saying, oh, wouldn't do it because it wasn't one.
Pershing Reed from Orange is also here hoping to find work. He's 72, drove an MBTA bus in Boston, and is looking for a job driving a van or a bus.
Well, I went to the site, and I seen the site of the company, but it didn't tell me how to get on. Because it didn't tell me how to get on, I couldn't apply.
Reed even visited the company in person, but they just sent him back to their website. Crystal Fish is an HR manager at another company, Mativ, a plastics manufacturer in Greenfield with 15 open positions. She says if an applicant is having problems, she'd be happy to help them out, but
we haven't had anybody that's had problems applying to our website, or at least not that we've been made aware of.
In fact, most recruiters at this job fair say they haven't even heard of the problem. But Maura Geary, who organized the fair, knows it well. She heads up the Franklin Hampshire Career Center.
Some people truly can't access the online application itself, so they need to be walked through the online application.
Geary's staff includes a digital navigator who offers job seekers 3 one-hour lessons on basics like setting up an email account and uploading a resume.
If there's a virtual interview, which a lot of first interviews are virtual, we do trainings to get them up to speed on all of the different workforce tools that are necessary to get a job.
And some, of course, also lack the digital skills to do the job. In the last couple of years, the Career Center has given away 592 Chromebooks, and if a job seeker can't afford internet access, the center will help them apply for a federal program that can help pay for it. Compared to the rest of the state, Franklin and Hampshire counties have more job seekers with disabilities, and slightly more who are 55 or over, some of whom, Geary says, face digital challenges.
We definitely work with mature workers who face technology barriers and also some ageism, frankly, in their search for new careers.
Besides older adults, the digital divide disproportionately affects people with some disabilities, lower incomes, less education, or those who are English language learners, along with people who live in a place that lacks internet infrastructure. And in Western Mass, according to the U.S. Census, Hampden County has the biggest percentage of households without a computer. These digital barriers came to a head about 3 years ago when a new verb entered the national lexicon, to Zoom.
We're locked in, locked down. If I'm having trouble connecting, what about our consumers, residents, patients? How are they connecting to services?
That's Frank Robinson, a VP at Bay State Health. His concern wasn't just about patients needing medical appointments.
How do you get food? How do you get, in those days, protective equipment? All that stuff was online. And if people weren't connected online, they were just outside of any kind of protections.
He says the people most affected had experienced disparities before the pandemic.
Black, brown, folks living with disabilities, older adults would be also having problems because they already experienced significant inequities.
Being connected and literate in digital tools is what Robinson calls a civil right and a human right.
If you don't have that level of proficiency, then you can't fully participate in society.
In the summer of 2020, Robinson convened a meeting of concerned groups in Western Mass. Now, 30 organizations strong, they call themselves the Alliance for Digital Equity. They include libraries, schools, and at least one affordable housing provider. It's Tuesday night. About 10 students are finishing their second computer course offered by Wayfinders in Holyoke. Tonight, the topic is finances and digital tools that help people budget. 58-year-old Jose Angel Hernandez says before he took the first course, he tried to submit job applications using his phone.
Primeramente, no tenía la computadora. Trataba de hacerlo en el celular, pero era imposible.
It was hard to see, a common problem for job seekers whose only device is a phone. As part of the course, Wayfinders gave each student a Chromebook. Hernandez is practically hugging his. Hernandez took his first computer course last summer. By November, he had submitted a job application online.
I got the job.
You look so happy.
Yes, because I love this job. I love to help. I love it.
He works at an office for WIC, the food program for women, infants, and children. Not only that, but now he says he can shop, pay his bills, check his bank account online, and have telehealth appointments with his mother's doctor. And now he has email.
Y me di cuenta de lo importante que era para mí, porque esto te abre la mente, te abre los ojos. You find a world.
Hernandez says using a computer has helped him discover the world. His classmate, 59-year-old Grisel Monserrate, says having digital skills makes her feel sure of herself.
Sentí segura de mí misma. Yo puedo lograr muchas cosas que quiero.
Monserrate takes care of her mother, who has Alzheimer's, and she runs a support group for other Spanish-speaking caregivers. Her new computer skills allow her to do so much more for the group.
Me siento feliz poder ayudar a otras personas.
She's happy to be able to use the internet to help others, and she hopes to use these skills to start a daycare for children in her home. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.